This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here is Sunday with Edward Sturton.
The Church of England this week announced that seven of its dioceses will get £9 million between them for projects to fight the decline in church membership and attendance. The biggest slice will go to Birmingham, and we'll ask the city's bishop what he plans to do with it in a moment or two. But first, Sarah Major reports on an initiative that many dioceses are embracing to attract people who never usually go to church.
Sunday afternoon worship at the community church on the Wynne Gardens estate in Sheffield. There are no pews, no hymn books. In fact, there's not even a church building in the traditional sense. Instead, the congregation meet in a council building used by the community. 14-year-old Natalia is a regular and she loves it.
It's like made me involved in more activities that I thought I'd never really be involved in. And it's just made me see things in a whole new perspective. It's great.
The leader of this fresh expression of church isn't the local vicar, although he is among the congregation. It's led by family development worker Jane Empson, who is firmly rooted in her community.
It's a different way of doing church. We'll say, look, you know, if you want to worship, you can sing. If you don't want to, you can just sit down with a cup of coffee and just sit back and just take it all in, really. So it's an informal meeting. It's in a building where we're running various different groups all week. So again, that breaks down another barrier because they know what they're coming into, they know what to expect.
So what's your name?
Simon. I like it because some of our friends come and we get to spend more time together after school. And on weekends, instead of doing the same old things, playing Xbox.
We thank you for the Wynne Gardens community and pray that you would strengthen and encourage Jane daily in the work that she does on this estate.
There's no such thing as a typical service at a Fresh Expression church. At Wynne Gardens, there's lively singing and prayers, activities for children, and then everyone sits down together to eat a home-cooked meal. There's lots that makes this Fresh Expression of church successful. Its informality, the friendliness of those who run it, the way it engages young people who might otherwise feel disenfranchised. But for leader Jane, it's the fact that it's not a traditional church that makes the biggest difference of all.
You know, we're living in the 21st century now. We've got to take church out to people. We can't be expecting people to walk into a church building because with the stigma what's attached to that, it's very difficult. And I think the other thing for me as well is I actually live on this estate, so they see me as a part of the community as well. So, and I think that breaks down barriers in itself. They know I am, they know I'm living amongst them, and it just breaks down them barriers.
Jane Empson, ending that report by Sarah Major. Well, Birmingham is getting £2.5 million of the £9 million in grants announced this week. The Right Reverend David Urquhart is the Bishop of Birmingham. Good morning.
Morning, Ed.
What are you going to do with it?